surfs up in Yakutat, a red flag warning, and Constantine Metal Resources goes all in on the Palmer Project. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. When it comes to the search for the perfect wave, Alaska might not be the first place that a surfer would look. But in recent years, the community of Yakutat has developed a reputation as the premier surf spot in Alaska. Now, a group of surfers in the small coastal town is hosting what may be the first surf camp ever to take place in the state. KHNS's Henry Alicia has the story.
Over the past 4 years, Britta Tonneson has been making regular visits to Yakutat for work. When she visited the first time, she had no idea that the community is known as the surf capital of Alaska.
So now every time I come, I rent a surfboard and a wetsuit and just go paddle around.
That's how she got to know Jack Endicott, owner of the local surf shop Icy Waves.
And then last summer, I told him I was joining this nonprofit called She Jumps, which is an outdoor education nonprofit for women and girls, and that I wanted to, a dream was to get a surf clinic going.
Endicott and Tonneson ran with the idea. Now, She Jumps is offering an instructional clinic for women over the next 3 days in Yakutat. The lessons will be taught by pro surfer Jason Ratboy Collins and his wife Katie Collins, who purchased a house in Yakutat last year.
Jack thinks it's the first clinic of its kind in Alaska, and it happens to be all women. So we have 10 women who signed on.
Endicott says there are about a dozen local surfers in Yakutat. He says the community also draws surfers from around the world who are looking for adventure.
This is a real friendly break. Everybody's, for the most part, are glad that you came. You know, they don't mind having people out there surf with them. So just it's a neat thing. And when the waves are good, they're really good.
Endicott says that Icy Waves has never offered lessons, but he hopes that She Jumps will continue to offer more camps in the future. He has stocked up on beginner boards just in case. Reporting from Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.
The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for Skagway, Gustavus, and Juneau until 7 p.m. Thursday evening due to high winds and low humidity. The warning means that severe fire weather conditions are underway, and any fires started could spread rapidly. There's been a lot of news surrounding Constantine Metal Resources' work at the Palmer Project lately. One of the biggest updates is that as of this month, it's the Canadian company's sole focus. Constantine Metal Resources is staking its future on mineral exploration at the Palmer Project, north of Haines. The company split with its gold interests. Those will be run by a new company called HighGold.
And the reasons for doing that for Constantine is really to focus our resources of Constantine into the Palmer Project.
That's Vice President of External and Community Affairs, Liz Cornejo.
When a project like the Palmer Project is more advanced and has the success that it's been having, it's nice to have its own vehicle to move forward.
The corporate spinoff took about a year to organize and was official on August 1st. But the two companies will still work together for up to a year while they divide operations. Constantine Metal Resources is publicly traded, so shareholders voted on the change. Stocks took a 25% dip over the weekend and have stayed low, which economists say is typical during transitions. Constantine will now focus on the Palmer Project, which cleared major milestones this year. They released a preliminary economic assessment, one of the first steps towards a mining decision, and completed all the necessary regulatory hurdles to expand their operations underground next year. Vice President of Exploration, Darwin Green, told Proactive Investors that the quick turnaround on permitting was a good sign for the company.
7 months, basically, since we submitted, and I think it's a great testament and sign that Alaska's open for business.
Green will be the president and CEO of HighGold. Cornejo says he also plans to stay on at Constantine as they begin phase two of exploration next year. The company closed their exploration drilling and mapping at the Palmer Project early this season to concentrate on the corporate transition and raise funds for phase two of exploration. Cornejo says that funding will begin once the dust has settled from the HighGold spinout.
And so I can't say for sure how much it's going to cost because we're still working with contractors and bidders on that, but it'll be, north of $10 or even $20 million. It's a big investment, a big piece of infrastructure.
Japanese joint venture partner Dowa Metals and Mining will finance 49% of the project. Meanwhile, local conservation groups are contesting the waste management permits that would allow Constantine to begin that underground construction next year. On August 1st, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan advanced the Coast Guard Authorization Act of 2019, which funds the U.S. Coast Guard for fiscal years 2020 and 2021. Sullivan says one of the provisions in the act was created in response to the government shutdown in January. During the 35-day closure, the Coast Guard was the only military branch that was not paid.
The Coast Guard, for example, was doing patrol operations in the Persian Gulf alongside Marines and sailors. Well, incredibly, the Marines and sailors were getting paid. The members of the Coast Guard weren't. That's outrageous, shouldn't happen again, and my bill fixes that so it won't happen again.
The act, which includes a $1.4 billion increase, was unanimously voted out of the committee. Sullivan says it also includes $745 million each for three new icebreakers, as well as $650 million for the construction of the 12th National Security Cutter. Additional provisions include relief for fishing and hunting guide operation regulations, as well as protections for sexual assault survivors and improved USCG family services. This is your KHNS Local News. Tonight's cast featured reports from Henry Leisha, Elizabeth Gabriel, and Adeline Baxter. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.